Parliament has approved 1,120,293 Ghana cedis for the Ministry of Information and Media Relations and its departments and agencies to carry out planned programs and strategies for the 2014 financial year. The ministry is expected to undertake programs such as rebranding of Ghana, review of the TV license amendment law, and facilitate the passage of right to information and broadcasting bills next year. Moving the motion for the approval of the estimates for the ministry, the sector minister, Mahama Yariga, said the ministry is facilitating the establishment of a board of trustees to oversee the administration of the National Media Development Fund. The budget estimates for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration and two commissions were also approved. For the details, here is a report by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Nkologi and Augustus Akwe.
The Ministry of Information and Media Relations has indicated in the 2014 outlook intends to significantly expand its programs and introduce new ones like the Ghana Development Dialogue Series with a view to improving further information dissemination across the country. Presenting the report of the Committee on Communications for the approval of the estimate for the ministry, the chairman of the committee, Harold Kotner, said the ministry's 2014 Government of Ghana allocation for goods and services is even lower than the 2013 allocation, and this, he noted, will make it difficult for the ministry to undertake all its outlined programs. The Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mama Yariga, spoke about the Media Development Fund and the establishment of a broadcasting university by the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, GBC.
The 2012 Media Development Fund was largely extended to support the media, including the provision of laptops and other support to the media. The ministry is working to establish the Board of Trustees to manage the 2013 Media Development Fund when it is ultimately released to us. On the issue of GBC, Mr. Speaker, we do acknowledge the fact that GBC could be more efficient, but you know that GBC is a public broadcaster, and so government will have to continue to provide support to GBC even as we urge them towards greater efficiency. So on the issue of a broadcasting university, it is part of an initiative by GBC to raise funds, because internally, they have the infrastructure to run a training center, and so they're thinking of establishing it as a commercial entity that will draw on their internal resources to provide training to people, especially given the expanding private media that will need expertise to be able to staff their various media houses. So it is part of an effort to harness the internal capacity and impart that as knowledge and commercialize it and be able to raise funds for GBC.
The House also gave approval for 153,953,000 Ghana cedis for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration to implement its programs for 2014. Moving the motion for the approval, the Deputy Minister for the Foreign Ministry, Thomas Korte, said the amount covers the expenditure for the head office, 57 missions abroad, 3 subvented organizations, National Peer Review Mechanism Governing Council, among others. The MP for Subin and ranking member on the Committee on Foreign Affairs, Isaac Osei, called for the introduction of extinct risk factors in the computation of estimates for the foreign ministry.
With respect to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, there is an additional problem, and it is the problem of exchange losses, because you will notice that many of the sums allocated for the payment of salaries of our staff abroad have to be made in foreign exchange, but the exchange rate depreciation over the last year and the last few years clearly indicates that the ministry will require more cedis in order to pay for the same amount of US dollars or whatever currency that they are translating. I believe that in the preparation of the budget, an exchange risk factor has to be placed in future to minimize the risk to the ministry. Mr. Speaker, there is also the problem of the issuance of new passports. The requirement for us to change our passports to conform to international standards in 2015, and I believe the ministry has to undertake a process of educating Ghanaians.
The House also okayed 6,548,000 Ghana cedis to the National Development Planning Commission for its activities for 2014, while the National Labour Commission received approval for a little over 2,378,000 cedis to support activities earmarked by the Commission for the 2014 fiscal year. The House was in the course of approving the budget estimates plunged into darkness as the light in the chamber went off, forcing the First Deputy Speaker, Ebobatin Ogo, to suspend sitting for an hour.
A report was filed by our parliamentary correspondents, Dominic Nolodji and Augustus Akwi.